KFIRE 550, thus it's time for the 810 phone call, and we're on the line with Kelly Kramlich of Aberdeen, South Dakota. Good morning, Kelly.
Morning.
And actually, you're originally from Eureka, South Dakota.
I am, yep, that's correct.
The home of the fighting vacuums, am I wrong?
You are wrong.
I am wrong.
That's why Phil gets the big chair.
And here I've said this all these years, and I've been mistaken. That's who'd have thunk it?
Well, you know, eventually Eureka and Hoover had to combine.
Yeah, they did.
The school districts were shrinking.
They should have had a hyphenated school, Eureka Hoover, because we have a lot of those hyphenated schools here.
They were going to do that, but they had to argue about who would get top billing.
Yeah, that's true. So Kelly, you've written a book with two other folks. Now, Todd and I were speculating. You didn't write this where one would write one sentence, another would write another sentence. Then how did you split it up between the three of you?
Well, it actually has three authors because we once worked together and we started the project together. And so a lot of the research was done by specific people. And, of course, the writing part becomes more difficult where you have to compile all the work together. But we made it work. And it was not one paragraph written and then the next.
How did you get interested in this?
Well, we actually found a photograph of the building, one of the first buildings on the University of North Dakota campus with damage to the building. And written on it was tornado damage. And so we were really interested. We didn't know that a tornado had ever moved through Grand Forks. So we started, looking in records to see where we could find this tornado, and we had trouble finding it. So then we went into the history books and broke them open and kind of brought the whole event to life.
And people at that time, most of them, or a lot of them anyway, the folks that lived in the area at the time actually did not think they were susceptible to tornadoes, did they?
They did not. They thought they were north of this tornado belt, as it was called, which was basically from Fargo and then the I-94 corridor to the south. And anybody north of that was supposedly tornadoes did not exist, and that was based off of that they never had tornado reports there before.
You mentioned a photograph. There is a photograph in the book. Is that is the tornado that hit Grand Forks?
We have very few photographs of any tornado damage. Basically, the University of North Dakota is the only one we could find. We believe there are more out there if they survived through the many blizzards and floods and everything else that occurs in North Dakota. But that picture is included in the book.
So how do you piece all this information together? Because it's not like records are kept like they are today.
Yeah.
It could be very easy for a couple of hundred years from now for people to piece this together.
Right. It was difficult, and we relied heavily on newspaper accounts. We read through all the area newspapers, basically taking names that we found, and we matched them up with the city directories at that time where we could find an address. And then they had they're called the Sanborn Fire Insurance Maps, which had the addresses or the buildings that matched up to the address, and it would tell you what the building was made out of and very detailed. And so we were able to kind of track the tornado through the city as it hit these buildings.
How big was this tornado? Do you know how we have the Fujita scale now? How big would this one have been rated roughly had it happened today?
Well, that's a very difficult task, and we did try to rate the tornado. Basically, we could only look at the stronger structures, which were the brick ones at that time. But we did estimate possibly EF3 to EF4 damage.
Okay, so that's a pretty good-sized tornado, especially
in
this part of the country. We normally get smaller tornadoes, especially the further north you go. But once in a great while, you do get those in the Red River Valley that are quite a bit larger.
Right, that is correct, yep.
And it cut a 20-mile swath through North Dakota and Minnesota, and apparently even blew some country schoolhouses across the prairie, and there were some folks trapped inside?
Yep, there are several accounts that we found of heroic people, school teachers who held up doorways so their children could get out of the schoolhouse before they collapsed, and teachers who carried their kids several miles across the country to get them to their homes, and pretty amazing.
Were there fatalities with that storm?
There were. The storm, there was actually what we believe was one event of a larger convective system, several storms across the area like we normally see when these systems roll through. And so with that tornado in particular, the one that tracked the 20 miles through Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, we did find 5 fatalities.
Okay. Actually, this tornado, one of the reasons, of course, hard to research, as you mentioned, is that it really wasn't recorded in any meteorological records, the modern meteorological records. Why is that?
Well, we think there's several different reasons. First of all, the frontier towns at that time really wanted people to move to their cities. And so Grand Forks, over and over again, would say how they were north of the tornado belt. And so you could come live there, and you didn't have to worry about this. You might have to worry about a blizzard, but that's nothing compared to these tornadoes.
Yeah.
And so they kind of downplayed it. They didn't really want people to know that maybe this could have been a tornado. We looked at the newspapers years after the tornado on the dates of the anniversary, and really nothing was included about it. And so between that and just, you know, over time, people forget if it wasn't recorded. It's just, you know, out of people's memories. And there are other significant events that occur in the area that could have overshadowed this one. And so we believe that's why it kind of fell into obscurity.
Yeah, it's so different today because today now when there is a tornado, you have people chasing them. You have people, you have 80 cell phone cameras photographing them. It's such a completely different thing. And back then, photographs of tornadoes were just extremely rare.
Right. Yeah, they were very rare. There were some at this time, like some of the very first tornadoes ever photographed, but not in this area. And no one actually saw this tornado through Grand Forks. We believe it was probably wrapped in rain or there was a lot of debris and people just couldn't see the actual wedge shape as it was coming toward them.
And so you've got 2 other authors along with you. Who are they and tell us a little about them?
Vince and Nancy Godin actually live in Grand Forks. Both of them were coworkers at the time when we worked at the National Weather Service up there. And now I work down here in Aberdeen.
Are you with the National Weather Service there?
I do work at the National Weather Service, yes.
Now, Kelly, are you one of these people that if there is a tornado in the neighborhood or somewhere in a nearby county, you're out trying to look for it?
No, I'm not a big storm chaser. I'd rather be looking at the computer screen and analyzing the science behind it.
But you must to be in the weather business, you must be fascinated with severe weather in one way or another.
Yeah, I think just growing up in the Dakotas really piqued my interest, and we pretty much have the whole gamut from winter storms to summer severe convection. So,
yeah. Have you ever had an eyewitness experience yourself? Have you ever seen a tornado?
I have not.
Really? Boy, and you always think someone with the Weather Service, oh, yeah, they see them all the time.
Yeah.
But it is. It's not something you see very often, is it?
Well, I've seen them on a computer screen.
Yeah.
I've seen radar images of tornadoes.
Well, as close as you really want to get, right?
right.
All right, Kelly Kramlich. She's one of the authors of Reshaping the Tornado Belt.